can't lie, I was happy to come back to Iowa. I missed Iowa. I think when you're from Iowa, you understand what's so great about it. And the people are nice. There's a reason they say Iowa nice. And when you go other places, you realize the people are not as nice. Even when they're friendly, it's not the same thing.
Hendrix Case grew up in Charles City, Iowa, and traveled the world as a self-employed opera singer. She recently moved to Sioux City with her husband, a photographer and web designer. What took her back to the place where pigs outnumber people? Was it the Field of Dreams' claim to fame? The promise of never being more than 20 miles from cattle and corn? Or perhaps the reputation of a college in one corner of the state that offered the kind of educational environment she could thrive in? Morningside College was where she wanted to work. You're also one of the faculty members involved in the Morningside Institute for Performing Artists, which offers courses for beginners through emerging professionals. You know, what have you gotten to do through that program?
Right now, we're just really starting. If you contact them, we can set people up with lessons, but our main focus right now has been getting into the schools, and we've been coaching students for preparing for solo ensemble contest. So we've listened just last week even. I was out at North and we went to a couple other area schools and we listened to students sing solos and then we kind of coached them to get them ready for contest because, you know, when you're 15, that's scary, singing by yourself in front of people you don't know who are judging you and writing things on paper. And there are things that I have learned through the years to get through that, and so kind of work them through that and help them polish up the music a little.
Well, what do you like about teaching? You know, what makes it so fulfilling for you?
I think it's the relationship with the students. Voice lessons are about as much psychology as they are actually learning about music, because you're trying to coordinate a lot of muscles that you can't coordinate. It's not the same as bend your arm differently. You have to learn to breathe differently. You have to do different things with your tongue. And so you really get to spend time one-on-one with students and talking to them and learning about them as people and then kind of guiding them. I still keep in touch with students from my old school, and when they need something, they send me an email. And yeah, and so you get to develop a relationship with people that lasts, hopefully, even longer than college.
Well, who was influential to you?
My middle school director, she encouraged me when I was leaving junior high to go and audition for the Allstate. The Iowa Allstate program is huge, if anyone who knows high school music in Iowa. And so I thought, okay, well, that might be nice. And then because she had suggested that, I thought, well, maybe I'll get voice lessons. And so I had a private teacher in high school who was very supportive. And then thankfully, because I had that private teacher getting me interested in opera and whatnot, I decided that was something I was interested in. And then I went to University of Northern Iowa and I started working with Jean McDonald there. I've worked with, you know, quote, the best voice teachers in the country, and they can't hold a candle to her. She is fabulous and still who I go to when I need a tune-up.
Well, and that's interesting that you say, you know, when you still need a tune-up, you know, even all these years later, you know, you still need that coaching.
Yeah, every once in a while. The really strange and frustrating thing about singing is you will never know how you sound, because recordings don't obviously capture the volume because you just turn the knob up and down. So I have no idea how loud I am. People say it's loud. I have to believe them. I sing with 170 instruments in the orchestra and you can hear me, so there must be some volume, but I have no concept of that. And when you listen to yourself, you start to make lots of bad decisions. So you literally just have to go by how it feels. You need a good set of ears that you can trust to come in and help with that.
Well, what advice would you give to young singers about pursuing an opera career?
Start piano lessons as young as you can. There is absolutely no substitute for learning to play piano, because you need to teach yourself music. And it's very easy as a singer to think, oh, I can hear that and then I can copy it. You have got to know how to count. And I find that singers are always very surprised by that. I think they expect the breathing, they expect the posture, they expect the acting. All of those things are obvious. People need to count when they're on stage or the whole thing falls apart. Some of the shows I do are 6 hours long, in a foreign language, acting. So if you're not really solid on how long that quarter note was that you were supposed to be singing and accidentally you sing a half note, you can all of a sudden throw off 8 other people.
So do you speak any other languages?
I can fight through a rudimentary conversation in German. But I sing in German, French, tiny bit of Spanish, Italian, obviously in Russian. So there's the International Phonetic Alphabet, which I actually teach a course on here at the school. And when you learn that, and then you learn the rules for pronunciation in different languages, then you can go ahead and you can write out the phonetic spelling and then use that. And listen to recordings, you get a feel for accents. So it's always a nightmare when I go to Europe and I say, just a tiny bit of something, my accent's good enough that people think that I've studied, and my French is terrible.
Let me get this straight. You can sing it, but you could not hold a conversation with somebody in those languages.
Yes, totally correct. I can pronounce lots of things that I do not understand. You need to know what you're saying, but you can learn that by translating it.
I've been talking to Suzanne Hendricks-Case, Siouxland Public Media's Artist of the Month. She will be performing in a radio variety show at Epley Auditorium on Friday for Siouxland Public Media's annual Spring Fun Drive. The live broadcast will take place from 10 a.m. to noon. It is free and open to the public. In a private recording session at Epley Auditorium, here is Suzanne Hendricks-Case singing
Weiche Wotan Weiche, which is from Das Rheingold by Wagner. Thank you.